From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to continue now with our report on this summer's 80th anniversary of the Scopes trial, and we turn to Cecil County, Maryland. It has wrestled with some of the same issues that brought Clarence Darrow and William Jennings Bryan to Dayton, Tennessee back in 1925. Here's NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.
It's a Sunday school class, and Bryan Christian stands before his 8 students. He opens a book, not a Bible, but a high school biology textbook.
It defines evolution as the process of change with time during successive generations among organisms. Has anybody seen a cat dog, other than by the cartoon? Has anyone ever seen a cat dog? No.
The setting, a cluttered makeshift classroom in Pleasant View Baptist Church in Port Deposit, Maryland. The consensus from these kids, Rachel Jennings, James Kelly, and Derek Wilson, is clear. They do not like the way evolution is taught in school.
If you don't go to church, that's the only thing you're exposed to.
You what know. Else are you supposed to believe?
Yeah.
Why do they get to force their opinion on us?
I mean, evolution's basically a religion itself.
Evolution cannot be proven, Rachel says, but the biblical account can be. I ask her how she knows that.
Because the Creator lives in my heart. You know, that's how I know that creation is true, because the Creator of this earth is in my heart.
Here in Cecil County, north of Baltimore, the drive to put God back into biology class began last fall when the Textbook Review Council, a group of parents and teachers, approved a new textbook. Conservative Christian parents were furious that the book did not fully discuss alternatives to evolution, such as creationism or intelligent design. Cecil County is the Bible Belt of Maryland, and Pleasant View Baptist quickly became the home for the insurgency.
I ask you this morning, when you go before God today, and you feel God's presence, you hear the presence of God.
Every Sunday, Pastor Harold Phillips draws a crowd. Today, he's inviting people to come up and accept Jesus.
Come today and remove that wall.
The members met here throughout the winter, planning their strategy to get rid of the book. Pastor Phillips says Darwinism is dangerous because it conflicts with the Bible's account that people are made in the image of God.
If we reject the first 12 chapters of Genesis, then why can't we reject the rest of the Bible? Why don't we choose this chapter or that chapter to receive or reject?
It's like pulling a thread in a sweater that unravels the entire Christian message. If Genesis is a myth, then there was no fall, no sin, no need for salvation, no need for Jesus. Phillips says that idea, that the Bible is wrong and man comes from ape, is destroying society.
Without evolution, abortion wouldn't even be an issue. We wouldn't have the euthanasia that we'd even have to deal with, because God is the one that gives life. God has a right to take life. We wouldn't be dealing with the homosexual issue of today that we're dealing with, because the homosexual issue is a rejection of the Word of God as authority.
Sitting in the pastor's office after the sermon, James Abels and his wife Kim talk about their concerns. They have one boy in high school and 2 younger children. Abels says in the past 20 years, Christians have let down their guard.
It's time for us to stand up, and I think this last election, the Christians, they came out in force to say, hey, you know, we've had enough. We've got to start looking towards the future. And if we don't, it's going to be too late, and we can't complain about it at that time.
A biology book may seem like a small matter, says Kim Abels, but it's not where children are concerned.
If we teach evolution, but we don't even touch on that Christianity part, where is our future going? They have a right to know. They have a right to know that heroin is bad. They have a right to know marijuana is bad. They should know all about evolution, who thinks it and why they think it and what they think. The same should be true for Christianity.
All this boiled over at a public meeting of the Cecil County School Board on January 11th as parent after parent strode to the microphone.
Next person on this list is Doug Larson.
Doug Larson, an elderly man, waved his Bible as he denounced evolution.
It's strictly a theory. And it takes more belief to believe that I come from a monkey than to believe that God created me.
It could have been 1925 in Dayton, Tennessee. There were the same worries that Christianity would be discredited and young people would become godless. Some historians say the Scopes trial marked a fork in the road. Secular elites like Clarence Darrow and columnist H. L. Mencken came to dominate the debate. Fundamentalist Christians went underground. But according to Douglas Copeman, a political scientist at Calvin College in Michigan, conservative Christians did not disappear.
They've become middle class. They've developed an intellectual infrastructure. They've spent decades rehearsing arguments against all of these dominant secular ideas like evolution. And what they're waiting for is a catalyst for a ripe moment.
Which may be now, he says, because a more sophisticated argument has replaced creationism. Intelligent design does not rely on the Bible, but argues that life is too irreducibly complex to occur through randomness and natural selection. And as in the 1920s, so today, the ones often caught in the middle are the teachers.
Number two, starch from food is a source of energy for organisms. What type of macromolecule is starch?
Todd Schwacke teaches 10th grade biology at Bohemia Manor High School in Cecil County. Teaching the intricacies of carbohydrates, he says, is a snap compared to presenting evolution.
We're definitely still going to teach it because we're required to, but we might be more on our tippy toes while we're doing that.
When it comes to teaching alternatives, though, number one, Schwacke says he's not qualified.
And two, I don't know who I might be offending and whom I might not be offending depending on their religious beliefs.
And teaching alternatives to evolution is a disservice to students, says Randy Cover, a parent who was on the Textbook Review Council, because these students need to pass state exams for graduation and college.
I believe that intelligent design and creation are truly faith-based, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with those. I just don't believe they belong in a science class. I can teach my children about them at home. We can get them at church. There's lots of sources about that.
The January meeting came as a big surprise to parents like Cover and his wife, Sharon Thomas. Soon the phone over at the school board started ringing from parents around the county. They wanted the new book. Sharon Thomas, who's an English teacher, says kids need to develop their own opinions.
What we need to do is, as school teachers, as educators, is not to teach kids how to think like us, and not to teach kids how to think like their parents, but to teach kids how to think for themselves. And until they're able to do that, they won't become productive adults.
I'd like to call to order an informal public discussion session.
By the time the school board met again on a mean, rainy night in February, the Darwin supporters were ready. At that meeting, it was the pro-evolution forces that dominated the microphone. In the end, the conservatives retreated. They approved an English book and the controversial biology textbook.
All right, all in favor of the superintendent's recommendation for both books, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Roberts. Next item on the agenda.
And so evolution moves off the agenda here in Cecil County. But this debate has been around for eight decades. And here and across the nation, it is certain to come back. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
There's a timeline of the Scopes trial and its aftermath, as well as photographs from Dayton, Tennessee, at our website, npr.org.